Hello, my wonderful friends. How are you doing? It's a beautiful sunny day here at the Belgian seaside. Still a bit cold, but the sun is shining brightly and I've just been for a long beach walk. And when I walk by the sea, I get so inspired. And this time a little voice inside of my heart whispered, "Let's make a podcast about transformation." And most of all, how to start your life again after having been through a huge transforming time. Those of you who listen frequently to Bright Spots Radio know by now that I love to give very tangible tools so you can actually use them to brighten and uplift your daily life. Welcome to Bright Spots Radio. Your uplift and inspiration for a brighter way of living. These podcasts empower, inspire, and give you that little loving nudge so you can take those first steps towards a brighter life, because you are the creator of your own best life. Hi, I am Sandra Deakin. I'm a life transformational specialist and I love supporting, mentoring and coaching people worldwide towards their inner mastery. Because once you master living in your own skin, you become the creator of your own life. And that is when the magic happens, my dear friends. So let's get started. So why a podcast on transformation? Well, I guess because whole humanity is going through a huge transformation these days. And most people are not conscious of this. Have you ever been through a radical shift in your life where you could simply feel the earth shake underneath your feet and your whole world got turned upside down just like that? Have you had those moments in life where you hoped it was just a bad dream and you were praying to wake up? And then afterwards, you're kind of grateful for that moment because it empowered you and it has brought you to a whole new level of life. Do you recognize that? Well, my friends, welcome to the Club of Transformational Experiences. And so because most people get so entangled in the drama and the jungle of their own emotions, they forget to look at the bigger picture. They step into their victim role, which is understandable. When you are in the middle of a huge shift, it can get messy, it can get shitty. And so here I am to help you look at transformation and radical shift from a whole new perspective. The perspective of growth, abundance and self-expansion. Now, being a transformational life specialist, I guess I can share my experience and wisdom on transformation. Over the past 13 years, I have done nothing else but transform and shift from one level to another, and from another level of consciousness to another, and another. It's like climbing a mountain. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And each level of that mountain has a different view, a different perspective, a different fauna, a different flora. And I guess that's exactly how it goes with transformation. In the dictionary, it says transformation is a dramatic change in form or appearance, an extreme radical change. And yes, radical, dramatic, that is often how transformation is experienced. In my own experience, transformation has always got to do with dying a little bit and being reborn again, stronger and more powerful and more resilient than ever before, like a phoenix rising out of her ashes. And in my own experience, because transformation can be radical and dramatic and dark, before we get to become that phoenix rising out of the ashes, there is a moment just after dying and in the rebirth that makes us feel like a fragile baby. In that moment, it often feels like we have to remember to learn how to live, to breathe, to trust life again, to walk again. That makes us feel really vulnerable. And in allowing exactly that vulnerability, our true power, our resilience, our greatness is born. Because in that moment of vulnerability, we get so connected with our deepest being. Those are the moments that all the bullshit, the lies that we've been telling ourselves, the masks that we have been wearing fall away. And we become real. Real with ourselves, real with life. We cannot hide or flee any longer. And how double this might sound, it's in this fragile moment of truth that our real power gets born. All of a sudden, we realize we are not the caterpillar any longer, but the butterfly. And a butterfly experiences life in a total different way than a caterpillar, doesn't it? And then there comes a moment in which we realize we are not even the butterfly any longer, but the eagle. We have become an eagle, and an eagle has even a higher and a wider perspective than the butterfly. So let's dive deeper into the journey of transformation and how we can smoothen this often bumpy journey. But first, I have a message for you, ladies. Hey, ladies, do you feel a longing deep inside of you to live your best life, to be your soul's expression, free, happy, and in abundance? Well, then this is the moment to sign up for our Reclaim Your Best Life program. On the 27th of May, the Global Institute for Evolving Women and I start with a new 3-month program that offers you tools to reclaim your best life and live your soul's expression. And that includes monetizing your talents. There will be life-changing webinars given by the most amazing teachers from all over the world. And I, Sandra Deakin, will support you and guide you in 3 extra one-to-one sessions so you can transform and create your best life ever. Go to my website, sandradeakin.com, and book a free discovery call with me. Because if not now, then when? So transformation is all about letting go of the idea of who you thought you were. And there is nothing worse for the ego than letting go of that concept and image it has built for years of itself. Because the idea of who we think we are has given us all those years so much security, safety, and comfort. I mean, we think it has given us all that security, safety, and comfort. As a matter of fact, we have built a whole paradigm and world around this idea. Our relationships, our job, our success, everything is built around the idea that we have built around our little self. That's exactly what's happening to humanity today. The old paradigm that contains all the concepts and beliefs of the past, of centuries ago, is no longer working, and it's crumbling down in order for a new world to be born, a new baby. That is transformation, my friends. So let me give you the bigger picture of transformation and radical shifts. During my many years of transformation, I have learned that our soul, call it our essence, call it life, longs to grow and to expand and express its beauty and greatness and divinity through us. Just like a seed that wants to become a rose bush, the seed contains all the information, and yet in order to become that blooming rose bush, the seed needs to die. And it needs to get a lot of sunshine and water, and the earth needs to be fertile in order to grow into that beautiful rosebush. Now, our ego does not like change. It wants to keep us safe and sound, and it does not want to get out of the comfort zone. So can you see the struggle? And that's often why we get a wake-up call in life. A wake-up call that shakes us so much that we simply have to surrender to the bigger picture. Call it the universe. And the universe so has its own plans for us. Now, a wake-up call could be a sudden illness, a breakup in a relationship, a burnout, a depression, a job loss, a pandemic. All those things can make us stop and make us stop. Stop running the rat race and bring us in the now. In my own life, about 13 years ago, I got it all. A burnout, my relationship no longer functioned, and I quit my successful job without having a new job. And yet something deep inside of me actually longed for that change. I remember I was singing those days that song from Peggy Lee, "Is That All There Is?" Because something inside of me was longing for this growth. And boom, a big whirlwind swept me off my feet. Chaos. And chaos, my dear friends, is something to be celebrated, because chaos is the messenger of something new that wants to be born through you. And then I got invited to surrender. And of course, I wanted to fight first, struggled. I wanted to go in denial. And we often do that. We go in complete denial, or we fight, or we flee. But then there comes a moment that we simply have to surrender. We let go of how we want the outcome to be. It feels like the big flow of life can finally take over. And the peculiar thing is, after all the fighting, the anger, the sadness, and the denial, this moment of surrender to what is, it feels like such a relief. Like you put your destiny into the bigger hands of grace, and you let yourself be carried on the wings of grace, and all you can do is trust, and at the same time have no expectations. Now that is the moment when you start discovering the gold of the now. Simply surrendering into the now is the gold. Suddenly the past is not important any longer, and neither is the future. Simply the now. Each breath you take becomes sacred, because it's like you're in this deep, dark hole and you know it'll pass, but you don't know what the future will bring, and you want to let go of the past all of a sudden. And each moment you connect deeper and deeper with a power, a wisdom, and an eternity inside of you. And this, my friends, is the deeper healing. This is where you let go of all you thought you were, and you die. And you let yourself fall into this deep void. This is the nothingness. This is a deep, nourishing, dark womb of the Universal Mother. And there's something about this darkness that is so frightening and healing and nourishing at the same time. You find the power to forgive the past, let go of all the stories and the drama. And by the way, forgiving does not mean you let people off the hook. Forgiving simply means you let go of the drama, of the story, of the old energy, and you free yourself up so you can move on with your life. Now, the next step is the moment when you ask your deeper, your higher self, what is my lesson here? And trust me, your higher and deeper wisdom will always show you through a whisper, an image, a sign, a song, a book, a dream, what your soul wanted to experience and learn through this obstacle. And because you get the insight of the lesson, you can also become grateful, even for your dark allies. For they brought you to the catharsis. Thanks to their dark power, you could die and be reborn again, stronger and more resilient and more gracious. So be grateful. Be grateful, because gratitude is like a healing, soothing nectar for your soul. And then, all of a sudden, you will discover a deeper power inside of yourself, a power that is unbreakable, incorruptible, and undeniable. And you just know you will never be able to go back. Just like the baby that is freshly born, it can never be put back into the womb again. Or the fruit that fell off the tree, it can never be put back on the tree again. You are a new and brighter version of yourself, stronger and better. And my advice for you is, be gentle with yourself during these first days of your rebirth. Let go fully of who you thought you were. Become curious and interested in the new you. Now, in my own transforming times, I remember I even got a new taste for food, for clothes, and for humor. Even my body, my senses, my voice transformed. And some of the people I resonated with before, they no longer vibrated with me. And my advice here is, no matter how painful this is, let go of these people. Because the only thing they want to do is keep you in that old part of yourself that you have outgrown, my friend. Let go and let love. Trust that new inspiring souls will enter your world. And then gently start following the path of inner joy. Ask yourself 1,000 times a day, what brings me joy in this moment? And follow that feeling and start to trust yourself and life again, bit by bit. And remember, during these intense times of transformation, to trust that all will become brighter and better. I remember during my intense times of transformation, I used to take my bike and drive every day to the park and just walk in nature. And seeing nature helped me to reconnect with my true nature, with my true essence. And I knew I could only go as fast as the slowest part of me could go. And I gained more compassion and more love and more trust for myself, bit by bit. And then, my friends, all of a sudden, you will discover the treasure. The moment that you will have turned your pain into a precious pearl. And that is the moment that you will rise out of your ashes, more beautiful, more elegant, more powerful than ever before. And you will simply know you are the unapologetic self. You are your authentic self. And that is the moment you will realize that the obstacle in your life was a hidden treasure that brought you closer to your true, gracious self. And nobody will ever be able to take that power, that beauty, that grace inside of you away from you. And that, my friend, is the gift of transformation. I even discovered that transformation can be rejuvenating and revitalizing, because you let go of so much shit, and by releasing and letting go of those old pains, the energy that got blocked inside of you through the pains gets released and can flow again, which means you simply get more life force and you get revitalized. So if you want to smoothen your transformation, remember to surrender, to let go and forgive, to be grateful even for your dark allies, to stay in the now and be curious and excited about the future without having expectations. And most of all, be gentle with your newborn you. And the song I always sing for myself after a transformation is the one of Karen Drucker. I love that song. How does it go again? It's, I will be easy with myself. I will be easy on myself. And I will love myself like a newborn baby child. I will be tender with my heart. I will be tender with my heart. And I will hold my heart like a newborn baby child. And I will only go as fast. I will only go as fast as the slowest path. I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle as a newborn baby child. And with this song, my dear friends, I'm sending you heaps and heaps of love and trust. And if you feel someone in your life could benefit from this episode, please share and follow me on Instagram, sandradeakin.com, and watch my weekly Facebook lives in which I share even more wisdom and practical tools on how to become the creator of your brightest life. Take care, my friends, and see you soon. Big kiss.